One issue the president is discussing with the Europeans is what to do about Syria. In a speech yesterday, the president demanded that Syria withdraw 14,000 troops it has stationed in Lebanon.
Just as the Syrian regime must take stronger action to stop those who support violence and subversion in Iraq, and must end its support for terrorist groups seeking to destroy the hope of peace between Israelis and Palestinians, Syria must also end its occupation of Lebanon.
The president's call comes as tens of thousands of Lebanese demonstrated in Beirut yesterday. The opposition blames Syria for the assassination last week of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Syria, by the way, denies any involvement. Joining us to talk about Syria's long involvement in Lebanon is Shibli Telhami. He's the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Let's talk about the history here first. Some Syrians have thought for a long time that Lebanon is not really a separate country. It shouldn't be.
Well, there's no question that historically there was a greater Syria, which incorporated Lebanon and parts of Palestine and Transjordan even. And even after the division of the Middle East, that including a division of Lebanon and Syria as sovereign states, there continued to be a movement in Syria calling for greater Syria. And there was a major party in the 1930s that had a lot of influence among intellectuals. And I think while it is clear that not every Syrian wants that, it is also clear that there is a cultural propensity to think that that history does give Syria special rights in Lebanon, although I think it is fair to say that in recent years, Syria's calculations pertaining to Lebanon were far more strategic and very much focused on the issue of Israel.
Why in recent years did Syria send troops into Lebanon? What was the reason that gave them that opportunity?
Well, in the mid-1970s, it was a major civil war. And in fact, the Christian coalition, the largely Christian coalition, was losing. And there was a Syrian fear that Israel might actually intervene in that war, or the U.S. or somebody else, and they intervened because they feared for the consequences. And the international community, in a way, gave them a green light, including the U.S., because they wanted to see a stable Lebanon. The Israelis even acquiesced, although they essentially said that Syria could not cross certain boundaries into South Lebanon. But that was the beginning of the Syrian presence.
So what influence does Syria still have over the Lebanese government today?
A lot of influence, and it's far greater than just the 14,000 troops who are there symbolically. Syrian intelligence is important, the political clout. Syria is the power broker in that country, and clearly a lot of the anger that you see now is not so much really focused on the assassination, because obviously nobody really has evidence who did it, although Syria is suspected. But I think in recent months, the Syrians have used their clout to help amend the constitution in Lebanon that allowed an ally of theirs, President Lahoud, to remain in office for 3 years. Rafik Hariri was the prime minister. He had a tense relationship with that president. And in that sense, there's a lot of anger that Syria does wield a lot of clout. I have to say, though, that there are some Lebanese who want Syria to remain, some of them believing that they're not ready to take things into their own hands. Some of them have vested interest in Syria staying for economic and political and other reasons, and some for strategic reasons like Hezbollah. So I think while we now hear the loudest voices for the withdrawal we've ever heard, I think one has to keep in mind that they also have allies.
Well, given that there are some groups in Lebanon who would like the Syrians to stay, how are the Syrians likely to respond to this pressure to leave?
This is really a lot of pressure on them. They haven't felt that kind of pressure, in part because the Lebanese have become far more aggressive in their asserting the demand, and I think that this has to be a factor in their calculation. Also, Hariri was popular in the Arab world, and even though I think most Arabs are not rushing to the conclusion that Syria did it, it is highlighting the issue of the Syrian presence, and you saw the Arab League, in a way, begin talks with Syria on this issue, and in fact report that the Syrians now are inclined to begin withdrawing in implementation of the Taif Accord of 1989.
Mr. Telhami, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Shibli Telhami is the author of The Stakes, America in the Middle East.